Hallelujah. Please, everybody be seated for a moment. Everybody be seated for a moment so that we can see what the Lord says in His word about the common. Everyone pay attention so we know what we're doing. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23. For I have received of the Lord, this is Paul speaking. Now listen to this. Jesus walked with Peter, James, John and all of them for 3.5 years. Paul was not there. And Jesus thought it necessary from heaven to tell Paul what happened when he was not yet saved. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. He said, Paul now is saying, based on what Jesus told him, he said, as long as you do this, you are simply remembering that he came and did the redemption mission and is going to return again. Every time we take communion, we're expressing confidence in the fact that one day our Lord will come to consummate what he started in us. Isaiah 4:27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Now that's the recommendation. He said, don't eat it unworthily. Don't just do it as if it's a show. Don't do it as if it's something common. And also don't eat it in a way that will break the body. So don't stay in a state of gossip and eat. He said, no, examine yourself first. Examine yourself. If you examine yourself, then you can eat. Why? He said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we will judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. That's why he says, tarry one for another. Stay still. Be there. You don't rush. There are people on fellowship. Let them come in so that we can take it together. And so let's take a minute or two to examine ourselves right now. Can you bend your heads? Close your eyes. Pastor Grace will take us through this process. Pastor Dupe will join us and we will do the communion. Examine yourself.
I want you to ask the Lord if there's anything that will make you to eat this afternoon unworthily. And just say to the Lord, I'm so sorry. Lord, any anger, any bitterness, any unforgiving spirit, any lifestyle that is not giving you praise, anything I've done in the flesh, Lord, have mercy and forgive me. Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for today and we bless you. Heavenly Father, we've come to you because we have the confidence that whatsoever we ask, you hear it us. I thank you as a church, Lord, we've prayed anything that will hinder us. Lord Jesus, thou knowest every heart that is sitting here, and Father's a body. We're saying, Lord, we are so sorry if there's any way we've done anything contrary to your will or lived in ourselves. Father, we don't want anyone to be sick among us. We don't want anyone to sleep among us. Father, we want to live to do what you want us to do. Therefore, Lord, have mercy and forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Dupe, join us then. Pastor, join us. The pastors, come and join us. Yes. Because we are simply obeying you. We don't want to go into theological debates and disputations of men. You said, take it. This is my body that was broken for you. Lord, therefore, we ask that as we bless and take this into us, let everything the broken body of Yeshua Jesus represents, life, health, strength, let it be imparted into us, that we will have that union with you. But he said, he who eats my bread, eat my body. Father, we declare that as your people eat with faith, they will have the confidence, knowledge that you are in of them, inside of them, releasing life and strength. Even so, let it be. And therefore, Father, we bless this object and declare it sanctified and made fit to use to represent the body of our King. Let life proceed from it into us. In Jesus' name we pray. Because of time, and after they had supped, he took the wine and blessed it. Father, the wine is so important to you that Jesus declared that he will drink it anew in the manifestation of your kingdom in the earth realm. We therefore pray that as he represents his blood, let there be release of eternal life.
Amen.
Let everything that is inside the body that ails it be expelled as it goes inside of us.
Amen.
For the blood sets us free.
Amen.
From sin and Satan.
Amen.
From sorrow and everything that is negative.
Amen.
Even so we declare, as we drink in obedience. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. So it's going to be passed on.
joy of my salvation. And this hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. To every song my soul will sing, Jesus is here.
Gotten one? If you're not gotten, raise your hand up. Okay, you can share with somebody. If there's none. Now listen, that song says it all. But there's another part the Lord wants us to remember when we take communion. It's not just who we are in Christ; it's also who we are in one another. One body, one body. It doesn't matter where you fellowship. That's why in the kingdom church, you can take communion anywhere you go. In Christian religion, it's for people who are on the membership roll. So we are one body in Christ, and we have a duty to sustain and strengthen one another. Amen? And also to remind you, while they are giving out, it reminds us that we are in the new covenant, not the old. The new covenant means we are members of the family of God. It means we are citizens of the kingdom. We are ambassadors of the kingdom. We are one anywhere and everywhere. On that note, I want you to speak to what you have in your hand, and then you may eat. And after eating, you may drink. This is my body broken for you. This is my body broken for you. And as you take it, remember me. This is my body broken for you. And as you eat it, remember me. This is my blood. You better drink. What I love for you.
As I drink your love.
As you drink it.
Remember
me.
This is my blood.
This is my blood.
What I love
Pastor Dupe to pray, and I hope this will be the last time I'll call her Pastor Dupe. I hope to hear from her for us to arrange the consecration into the apostolic office as soon as possible. Please pray.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful that you can draw us to your table. Well, thank you for you prepared the table. You provided your body and you provided your blood. Lord, and we have been ministered to. We have been reminded of the inheritance we have in this great provision, and we have received by understanding that this body and this blood is sufficient for us. Therefore, as we have obediently received from you that which you have given, we pray that, Lord, it will work the work of redemption. Amen. It will work the work of healing. Amen. It will work the work of deliverance. Amen. Lord, and it will keep reminding us that we are of God, little children, and we have overcome the world. Yes. For greater is he who lives in us than he who lives in the world. Well, thank you that with it we have the wings to ride through the storms of life. We have the sight to see what is ahead. And we have, oh God, the strength not to faint in it. Thank you, Father, for these are many blessings that come to us because we came to your table. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.